This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody 2 weeks ago, but warned reducing immunity for officers was a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching, quote, final edits, end quote. She hoped they could be made public in, quote, the coming days. The U.S. state of New York is about to open up police discipline records. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will sign it into law, a measure that will no longer allow protection of files that had been kept secret under a controversial section of the state's civil rights law. It made law enforcement personnel records exempt from the state's Freedom of Information law. All of this comes on the heels of Felonese Floyd speaking to U.S. lawmakers Wednesday. He testified before the House Judiciary Committee asking them to stop police brutality. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago and whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. The Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals 1 day after Floyd's funeral. The panel prepares to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Now, to the coronavirus. Globally, upwards of 415,000 people around the world have died from the coronavirus, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. The hardest hit country, the United States, has the most deaths at nearly 113,000. There are more than 7.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. This is VOA News.